Father, we thank you. And we give you the praise and the glory. Can I get somebody to say amen?
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning because you are good. Hallelujah. And let your name be exalted here in the message of the Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this morning, Jesus Christ, Savior, Healer, and Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, that's Jesus, the Christ, Savior, Healer, and Lord. Amen. And I said, Lord, you know, what would you like me to say to the people of Lord today? And he said, Psalms 22 and verse 22. That's what he said. Psalm 22, verse 22. He said, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Amen. So I'm going to declare the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Because the Lord said, you know, actually that was a prophecy about Christ. You know, David, he was a prophet. Most people don't know that, but being a prophet, he foresaw the Lord. You know, and he said, he wrote many things about the Lord, and this one was about the Lord, and so forth. But he also, you know, about us too. I will declare the name of the Lord unto my brethren. And how did Jesus declare it? In John chapter 5 and verse 43. If you turn to that scripture, it says, I came in my Father's name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how he declared it. He came in my Father's name. You know, but they did not receive him. Well, another will come in his own name, and they will receive him. You'll be hearing more about that in the end time series as we go down through it, down through the months to follow. Now, let's get into this message here this morning. I'm going to read you a little Christmas story. Because everybody likes that and so forth. You know, and it goes along with this message, but the message itself will be different. In the book of Luke chapter 2. And I'm going to read from verse 8. Now, this story was the story when Mary was pregnant and so forth like that. And then Joseph, you know, took her and went to his hometown to be taxed because of the decree from Caesar Augustus and so on. You know, so in verse 8, we pick up the story. You know, just before that, they got in there and then she couldn't find any room. So she you know, found a place and gave birth to the child and so forth. So that's in the first 7 verses. So she did give birth to the child. And she had to put him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. That's in verse 7. But I want to pick up this story in verse 8. Verse 8 of Luke chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. We shall be to all people. Can I say amen to that?
Amen.
That's right. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Now, so he tied it all up into that one verse. He is the Savior, and he is Christ, and he is the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's what we're going to be talking about. You know, so he is Christ, he is the Savior, and he is the Lord. Wow. You know, so that's where we are talking this morning. And let's take some scriptures just to see how Jesus fulfilled these roles of the Christ, the Savior, the Healer, and of course, the Lord. You know, so let's take a note of that. That's what we're talking about this morning. So let's start going through some of the scriptures. I'm going to lay a background first, and then, you know, we're going to really reveal this message. Now, in the book of Acts chapter 2, there is a story here after the day of Pentecost, that Peter stood up and he was speaking to the crowd and so forth. You know, and he gave a wonderful sermon, and I'm going to pick it up from verse 22. Acts chapter 2, I'm going to pick it up from verse 22. Now, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered up by the predeterminate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands ye have crucified and slain. So Peter, he indicted them those days. And then, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding by it. Amen. Praise God. It was not possible. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. For because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. And moreover, my flesh also shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. You know, neither shall thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Now, so David spoke that. And he was using the personal pronoun. Me, man, you know, suffer my soul and so forth. So it might have seemed as if David was talking about himself. You know, but, you know, listen to what he said. He said in verse 29, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the today of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us as it is this day. So David was not speaking about himself. Amen, folks. Amen. But being a prophet, that's in the next verse, in case you didn't know that David was a prophet. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, David, he knew that, of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit upon his throne. Amen. You know, so he seen this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that Christ's soul was not left in hell, neither shall his flesh see corruption. Now, this Jesus, whom ye crucified, he told them, had God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Now, in the role of the early church, more than anything else, was to give witness to the resurrection of Christ. You know, more than anything else. You know, so they went everywhere and they did that and so forth. And he told them, he said, you know, therefore being by the right hand of God exalted. My goodness, that's his position as the Christ. Exalted, anointed, you know, and so forth. And having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shared this for which you now see and hear. So he began to explain it to them. You know, therefore, verse 36, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That same Jesus, he's Lord and Christ. Praise God. That's how, you know, we know, because the scripture says it. And that's how we, you know, that's what we're going to be talking about today. God has appointed Jesus, this same Jesus. Say, God has made him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, both Lord and Christ. You cannot separate one from the other. You cannot take Christ, Jesus as the Christ and not as the Lord. God has made him both. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. So you're going to hear more about that today. You know, so let's look at the places also where, you know, the scriptures identify Christ as the Savior. Now, of course, we know that, Joseph, Mary, all of these folks, you know, they knew ahead of time that when he was coming, when the angel told them, said, look, you're going to call his name Jesus. Amen. Amen,
amen,
folks.
Amen.
Or Yeshua or Joshua, whichever language you are looking at. Yeshua in the Hebrew, Joshua in the Greek, maybe Jesus and so forth like that. You know, whatever language you're looking, you call his name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we know that that's the name that, you know, even he was announced before he was even born, that he was going to be called that because he will save his people from their sins. Amen?
Amen.
That's in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son. Hallelujah. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Amen?
Amen.
So we're looking at the scriptures that identify Jesus as the Savior. Now, most people don't have any trouble with that. You know, most believers, you know, they don't have any trouble with, you know, recognizing that Jesus is the Savior and so forth like that. But let me make something plain. You know, there is none other name that is given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen?
Amen.
That's in Acts chapter 4. Turn with me to from Acts chapter 4 and verse 10. And again, the Holy Ghost, this declaring about the name of Jesus. Listen to this. Acts chapter 4. And let me pick it up at verse 10. Be it known unto you all, you know, and to all the people of Israel. See, because Peter and John, they wrote this miracle in the chapter before this. The man that was lame, that Peter said, silver and gold I have none, and so forth. In the name of Jesus, what I have I give to you, rise up and walk. You may remember that story. So finally the crowd gathered and they wondered how they did that miracle, because this man had been like that a long time. So Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost in verse 8, and he began to explain it to them. If we be examined this day, verse 9, as to this good deed that is done to this impotent man, by which means he's made whole. He said, let it be known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, that's how miracles are wrought. That's where all the power lies, is in the name of Jesus Christ. That the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified. So he's going to tell them over and over, you crucified him, but God raised him from the dead. By him, even by him, though this man stand before you made whole today. This is the stone, hallelujah, which was set at naught of you builders, but now it's become the head of the corner. They were building the house. They looked at a stone, they rejected that stone, and said, that stone doesn't fit, they threw it away. But that's the very stone that God chose to be the head of the corner. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Now, God has many names. You know, we call him Jehovah, we call him Yahweh, we call him all of these names. But the name that he has chosen for salvation is the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is salvation in none other. But let me tell you who that Jesus Christ is. Because there is no Savior but one. And he is the very God. Only God can save you. We know that, you know, in case you are wondering. Why, you know, then let's look at it in the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, I'm going to read a few verses here in Isaiah, here and there, just to show you these things that we are talking about concerning Christ. Now, we are showing the claim that Jesus Christ is the Savior. We're showing that claim right now. Then we're going to move on and show, you know, how that he is the Christ, you know, that same Jesus, and how that he is the healer, and how that he is the Lord. So we're going to show all that. Right now we're looking at why he is the Savior. Now, listen to Isaiah 43, and let me start reading at verse 10. Read a couple of verses there. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Amen. There's only one God, folks. You know, I am the Lord. And beside me, there is no Savior. There is no Savior beside the Lord. Amen. So let's see if we can clear up some of the confusion here today. You know, there is no Savior beside the Lord. And God is standing right here and saying, I am the Lord. That's the very eternal fire. That's Jehovah. That's the very God himself. You know, he said, I am that God, Jehovah. And he said, wow, beside me, there is no savior. And we see that Christ fulfilled that very role because he was announced that he will be the savior. You will call his name Jesus. Another place says you call his name Emmanuel. That's in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. He said, a virgin shall conceive, be with child and born and so forth, give birth to the child. You know, and all of this will be wonderful in our eyes, and you call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's a wonderful, that's the very God that's with us. So we'll come to that in a few minutes. So let's look at all of these other verses that talk about God, you know, and being the Savior, and Christ being the Savior as well. Hosea, the book of Hosea, chapter 13. And let me read just one verse in verse 4. He said, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior besides me. Amen? Amen. Now that's Jehovah talking and declaring that he is, he said, I am the Lord. Every time you see that capital L-O-R-D, that's Jehovah. That's the eternal fire, the eternal spirit of God. You know, that's it right there. You know, and remember, God is a spirit. That's right. So that's him. But he dropped down and said, wow, you know, this little child that will be born, he will be the savior of the world. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. And you cannot get salvation in any other name except by the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, we've seen that, and most people don't have any trouble understanding that Jesus is Savior. You know, but sometimes people have trouble understanding that this Savior can be the very God himself. You know, so, but you just have to read it from the scriptures. And we're going to show that here this morning. Now, Jesus is also the Christ. You know, remember the scriptures we read earlier, he said, this, the angel announced him, he said, you know, unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You know, and how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Acts 10 and 38. Christ means the anointed one. It means the one that God handpicked and positioned and anointed. You know, he's the anointed one. He's also the Messiah. Christ, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. This is what makes him the Christ. And he went about doing good and healing. That's also what makes him the healer. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Oh my, you say... You say, well, you know, he was the Christ. Well, absolutely. Christ also means, you know, the chief ruler, if you want to put it that way. You know, the governor. Hallelujah. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. We'll tell you more about that. So let me read it to you. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah. We're talking about the birth of Christ and so forth like that. Though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel. That's what makes him the Christ. Amen. Whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. If you think that that little boy that was born in that little manger, that that's his beginning, then you've got another thing coming. His goings forth have been from of old. His goings forth have been from everlasting. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God is a wonder. He can drop down. You know, he fills the universe. In fact, the entire universe is right inside his belly. If I can put it that way. The universe cannot even contain him. The heavens of heavens cannot contain him. You know, everything is right inside his belly. But yet he can drop down. That eternal spirit, he can drop down into one little baby. Hallelujah. And he did it. And the whole world is celebrating Christmas, but they don't know what they are talking about. So I want you to know what we are talking about here today. Amen. Amen. Praise you, the Lord. Now, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, that Christ is also the Savior. But he is also the healer. Amen. So let's put it all together. You know, this scripture right here in Isaiah 53 and verse 5 will tell us that Christ is the healer. Because he was talking about, this was a prophecy in the book of Isaiah 53 about the Christ. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, every one of us are already healed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I love a message like this because, you know, after this, I'm going to have a miracle and healing rally. And we're going to prove that these things that we're saying about the Christ is true today. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, Jesus is the healer.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. Talking about Jesus, the bishop of our souls. By whose stripes, he said. Now, this prophecy in Isaiah was looking forward. But the Peter's quotation in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24 was looking back to the cross. And he said, by whose stripes ye were already healed in the past tense. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body upon the tree. That we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness.
Amen.
By whose stripes ye were already healed. Praise God. So Jesus is definitely the healer. But let's see how he fulfilled that prophecy point blank in the Bible. In the book of Matthew chapter 8, turn with me. There is this story, and I picked that story up in verse 16. You know, how one day they brought every sick and all these kind of things to Jesus. Matthew 8 and 16. Now, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits by his word. And he healed all that were sick. So that it might be fulfilled. This prophecy that we just read in Isaiah. That himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Hallelujah. So point blank, there's no question that Jesus is the healer. Well, you want healing? You better look to Jesus. Amen. You want salvation? You better look to Jesus. There is none other place that you can find that salvation. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And the name of the Lord and so forth, you know, God vested that name upon Christ. He said, I came in my Father's name. Most people that are believers, in fact, you cannot be a believer, you cannot be born again into the family of God if you did not know that Jesus is the Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Savior. There's no salvation. There's no way you can get salvation. You cannot get salvation by reading rosaries or whatever they call those things. You cannot get it by doing penitence and all these other things and so forth. You can only get it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, repent and be converted. Ha, and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
That God raised him from the dead. And confess it with your mouth. For with the heart, you believe. Unto righteousness. But with the mouth, folks, you better confess that Jesus is the Christ and that Jesus has been risen from the dead. Amen. That's in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. That's the only way you can do it, is through repentance, believing in the Lord, and confessing that he is both Lord and Christ. Amen. Praise you, the Lord. So most people don't have any trouble with that. But most people also don't have trouble with believing that Jesus is the healer, because, you know, we pray in the name of Jesus. We see all the things that the apostles did in the name of Jesus. How, you know, even this one that we read in Acts 4, Peter was explaining to them that, look, don't think that we did this miracle by ourselves. We did it, you know, the name of Jesus. Make this man and gave him this perfect soundness that you see today. But let's look at the fact, and we've also seen that Jesus is the Christ. The Christ makes him the ruler. We've read that in Micah chapter 5 and 2. And we've seen that, you know, Jesus himself, we know that, you know, he is the Christ. So everybody understand that. But you may not understand that the Christ makes him also the ruler, the anointed one that God has put. You know, in the olden days, they always had to anoint those people. You know, Samuel was called to go and anoint Saul, you know, and later on God rejected him. Then he anointed David, you know, for the king. They always anoint, you know, and you know, sometimes even the sons of the prophet, they will be told, go and pour the oil on this man and so far anoint him for the kingdom. You know, they always anoint the people for the kingdom. How many of you understand that?
Amen.
That's right. The king must be anointed. You know, so Jesus, the king, he was anointed. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. God called him the Christ in Mark chapter 5 and verse 2. He will be the ruler. Be from of old. His goings have been from of old. He has been anointed from even before the foundation of the world to be the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But let's see that Jesus is also the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus, this Christ that we're talking about, that the world is saying, well, Christmas and so forth, like, of course, they don't know where he was born. But that being not the case, you know, they talk about, you know, Jesus and so forth. Well, even many people don't even talk about Jesus at Christmas time. They talk about, do you know that the devil, he just wants to take everything away from the Lord, but he can't do it. Amen.
Amen.
They've taken Christ from Christmas. Now they call it Xmas. It's not Xmas, folks. It's Christmas. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. So don't send me no Xmas cards. I'm going to throw it in the trash. It is Christmas. Because Christ is the reason for the season. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. You can't take Christ out of Christmas. You cannot do it. And the angel said, look, you know, I bring you good tidings of great joy. You know, he said, glory to God in the highest. And peace and goodwill toward all men.
Amen.
Now, everybody wants that goodwill, the giving of gifts and so forth, but they don't want to give glory to God in the highest.
Amen.
But the angel, he put it in the right perspective. First, he said, glory to God in the highest.
Amen.
That comes first. And then, peace and goodwill. Well, you can give gifts, you can do all of those things if you want, as long as first and foremost, you give glory to God in the highest. Amen.
Amen.
But if you take, you know, they're taking Christ out of Christmas and put commercialism and so forth like that. Today, you know, people want to be politically correct. They can't even say Merry Christmas. They have to say Happy Holidays. What holidays? It is Christmas, folks.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nobody here in this church should be saying Happy Holidays. You need to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
That's right. No happy holidays, nothing. You can have holidays all day of the year you want. But right now, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen.
Give me Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's set the record straight on that. Praise God. Well, it is Christmas. You know, the devil wants to take Christ out of it. You know, substituted holidays, substituted X and all of these things. I don't even know what X means. X is like something you crossed out. Amen. Now that's prophecy, said the Lord, right here in this morning, showing you that don't you ever say Xmas, because that's crossing out the name of Christ. It is Christmas, folks.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. You know, now whether you believe that Jesus was born in December or not, that's not the issue. But whatever day that he is being celebrated, Christ is still the reason for the season. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Now let's look at how that this same Jesus is the Lord. Praise God. You know, now, let's pay attention to this message. I want you to pay attention. And we have stood on this pulpit week after week for years. And we have declared to you nothing but the truth from the Word of God.
Amen.
You know, and I want to let you know that this thing that I'm telling you here this morning, this is the absolute 100% revealed truth from the Word of God.
Amen.
That Jesus is not only Savior, he's not only Christ, but he is the healer. We know that. But more than anything else, he is the Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, folks.
Amen.
Praise God. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord.
Yes.
You cannot have three different lords, folks.
Amen.
It's one Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And his name is Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's who he is. He is that one Lord. Look at it. The Lord commanded us. No, that's Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord." Every time you see capital L-O-R-D, that's Jehovah. Oh, yes. The Lord, our God, is one Lord. Praise you in the name of Jesus. Now, if you believe that, you can say amen. That's right. You know, there is no way. And this Lord that you are talking about, he is the God. There is only one God. And this God in Isaiah 43 that we read in verse 11 said, "Beside me, there is no savior." This Lord, he is God. He is savior. He is Christ. He is healer. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But if you ask a real Jew and say, "Christ, when he comes, who will he be?" They still think Christ is coming because they ignored him last time. Of course, he's coming back second time for the church. You know, they'll tell you that he is going to be God. Amen. Amen. That's right. He will be God. The Messiah is God. There's no other way you can do it. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't think that so, well, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse 6. Let's read this about this little child. Now, all you little kids in here today, and some of you not so little, the adults that are in here also, listen to this verse right here as you celebrate Christmas and you think of this little baby. You know, they have these little dramas they do on Christmas time. They have the Mary and the baby and all of these things. Well, folks, that was then. Amen. He's no little baby no more. But let me tell you who he is. "For unto us a child is born." And we know that's Jesus. "Unto us a son is given." And the government, as in Micah chapter 5 verse 2, "His government has been from of old. His goings have been from of old. He shall be the ruler of his people. The government shall be on his shoulder." That's what makes him the Christ right here in this scripture. "And his name shall be called Wonderful." That's that little boy that was born in that baby manger and so forth that we sang about. "His name shall also be called Counselor." You might think of that as the Holy Spirit. "But he is the Mighty God." And as if that wasn't enough, "He is also the Everlasting Father." Now you explain that to me, how that son that is born can be both the son and the father. But see, you cannot by education find out God, folks. It comes by revelation. And that's thus saith the living God. You cannot. You can go to school, you can go to seminary school, you can read Hebrew, Greek, whatever. You cannot find this out except by revelation. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. And he said, "Look, he is the Everlasting Father, but he is also the Prince of Peace." How can you be the Prince? The Prince makes you the Son of the Father. How can you be the Son and be the Father at the same time? Well, only God can do that. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is not heresy, folks. This is thus said the word of the living God. Hallelujah. That's the way it is. You cannot divide God up and chop him up into pieces and so forth. That's not going to work. That's the devil trying to do that. You cannot do that. It's not going to work. The Lord is one God. And he is one Lord. Amen. Listen to this in Isaiah 40 and verse 25. Isaiah 40 and verse 25. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now you keep an open mind and the miracle is yours at the end of this message. Amen. Isaiah 40 and verse 25. He says, "To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One." Now, the next scriptures that I'm going to give you are scriptures where God refers to himself as the Holy One. O-N-E. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. These next scriptures that I'm going to give you, God talks of himself as Holy One, not Holy Three. He never said any such thing in the scriptures. The Holy One of Israel. time and time. I have like 20 scriptures written down here where he said that, but I don't have time to read them all. I'm just going to read like three. The Holy One of Israel. That's who he is. Amen. Amen. So I am the Holy One of Israel. Look at it also in Isaiah 43 and verse 15. Isaiah 43 and verse 15. He said, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Amen. Thus said the Lord. And he began to say all the things that he does. Maketh a way in the sea and does all these things and so forth. He's the Holy One, folks. You cannot. God never called himself Holy Three. I don't know where that came from, but it didn't come from God. God is the Holy One of Israel. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. Now listen to this also in Isaiah 45, verses 5 and 6. Now, like I told you, there are many, many more scriptures. And if you want, you come back later to me and I'll give you more of those scriptures, but I don't have time to read them all. Isaiah 45, verse 5. I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I gird thee, though thou hast not known me. Now, maybe some of you in here this morning, the Lord has been so grateful and gracious unto you. Maybe you don't know this part of the revelation about Christ, but that's okay. You know, that's why the Lord is bringing it. Praise God. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that's where the sun sets, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord. That's Jehovah. And beside me, there is none else. Hallelujah. How many times is he going to say, folks, I am Jehovah, the Lord, and there is none else. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, these are the scriptures that show him as the very God. You say, well, that's talking about Jehovah. Well, yeah, sure it is. You know, absolutely. Isaiah 45 and verse 21. Tell ye and bring them near. Let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? And who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? That's right. That's a question. As he's asking. Say, look, from old time, I'm the one that can declare the end from the beginning. There's, you know, who is it? And he said, and there is no God. No God else beside me. Not beside us. There's no God else beside me. A just God. And a Savior. There is none beside me. Personal, singular pronoun. There is none beside me. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, you say, how can these things be? Well, because he is God. You know, how can even you who are sitting here, born under sin and so forth, made under a woman and all that, you know, even like Christ was, how can you have the Holy Spirit of God in you? You know, if you think that this thing is not true, you know, if you think that God cannot drop down into human flesh, John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Word was with God. There's no denying that. And the Word was the very God. There is no denying that. You cannot deny it. And you drop down and you say, look, this Word was made flesh. Hallelujah. Read it in verse 14 of that same chapter. John chapter 1. And verse 14. You know, you cannot look. The Word was made flesh. And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Why is it called the only begotten of the Father? Well, you know, I don't have time to read the story, but in Luke chapter 1, when the angel visited Mary, he said, look, you know, you will be, you know, pregnant and you have a child. Mary said, well, how can this thing be? It being that I know not a man, you know. And the angel said, well, the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. The power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. And he said, therefore, that holy thing that shall be born of thee. That's the only reason. Because you have to call him the son of somebody. You know, amen? Every child that is born, if it's a male, it's a son. And if it's a female, it's a daughter. But whose daughter? And whose son? Well, this one also, you know, that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of the Highest. Hallelujah! Amen. Praise God. You say, well, you know, how can it be? Well, Mary asked the same question in those days. You have to read all about it in the book of Luke chapter 1. She had all those questions. And she asked all those things. But the angel said, well, don't worry about it. It's going to be the power of the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said he shall be great. Amen. He shall be great. Luke chapter 1 verse 32. And he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And then one time Jesus said, why do the scribes call Christ the Son of David? You know, because you know, if David be his father and if Christ be his son, well, how come then David said concerning Christ, the Lord said unto my Lord? Jesus said that himself. If Christ be his son. Now, he wasn't contradicting the scripture, because some people always think that scripture contradicts scripture. No. Christ was just saying that, look, if you think that that's all that there is to it, you know, but he comes back and explains it in Revelation chapter 22. I am the root and the offspring of David. Root before and offspring later on. Amen. Before David ever was, his goings forth have been from of old. And even though he came through that lineage, it's not exactly his son because he's his Lord. But, you know, that the scripture may be fulfilled. Well, you can call him the son if you want. That the scripture may be fulfilled. But he's way beyond that. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, that holy thing that shall be born of you shall be called the Son of the Highest. My. You know, one time, Philip, I think perhaps all the disciples had this question. But, you know, maybe they couldn't, you know, they couldn't figure out how to ask. You know, so one time, you know, Philip got bold enough and he said, look, he asked him in John chapter 14. He said, look, Philip said unto him, verse 8, Lord, show us the Father and it is sufficient unto us. Look, all this mystery about God and myself are one and also, just show us the Father already and then we'll be done with it. You know, all of them wanted to ask that question, but they were not bold enough. But Philip finally asked. And look at the answer of Jesus in verse 9. Have I been so long time with you, Philip, and yet thou hast not known me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How many of you can say amen?
Amen.
And how is it then that you are still saying, show us the Father? If you have seen me, you've already seen the Father. And they said, well, I don't know about that. We are looking right at you. How can we be the Father? Because in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, folks. You can read that in Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. The fullness of the Godhead, the very Father. He said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. The very Father dropped down into, that's what Isaiah 9:6 says, unless you want to throw that verse out of the scripture. He is the everlasting Father. He dropped right down into that little baby, and the Father was inside of him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You said, why then did he pray to the Father? Because he was 100% a human being and also 100% God. And so his human side had to show us how to pray, how to do it. So in his human side, he would pray and he would do all these things. You know, praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. So that's why he did it that way and so forth. So listen to this. If you don't believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, you know, then you have to believe for the work's sake. So they asked all these things and so forth, you know, and he told it to them, but they didn't understand it. And do you know that the Sanhedrin and all those Pharisees of those days, Do you know why they killed Jesus finally? Because he said, I and my Father are one. Now that's in John chapter 10 and verse 30. Jesus said to them, I and my Father are one. And the disciples, they heard him say all these things all the time. So that's why Philip finally asked him. And Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Well, let's analyze that scripture. John 10 and verse 30. I and my Father are one. Well, one, some people say this is one in unity. No, this is one in number. Are you still with me, folks?
Yes.
Because hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is numero uno. One! So when Jesus said the same thing here, he's not talking about just being united with the Father. He's talking about one in number. And people could never understand it till today. They just can't understand it. But let me show to you that there is a difference between one in number and oneness in unity. There's one in number and oneness in unity. You'll find that in 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. Actually, 7 and 8, but I love verse 9 as well. 1 John chapter 5. Turn with me. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. He says, look, there are three. Amen?
Yes.
That's right. I'm going to show you the difference between one in number and one in unity. It's in this verse right here. John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father,
Amen.
The Word,
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost. And these three are one in number, not one in agreement. Just to make sure that that is clear, the next verse will show you the difference when it's talking about unity. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Now, these three agree in one. They are not one, but they agree in one. But in the previous verse, they are one. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. So that's the difference between one in number and one in unity. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So when God and my Father, when Jesus said God and my Father are one, he's talking about 1 John 5, 7 right here. One in number. The other verse is talking about one in unity. These three things, water, spirit, and blood, they agree. They're not one, but they agree in one. So that's unity. But oneness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of Jesus. Now you say, well, if that's all true, well, listen to verse 9 of this chapter. I love this chapter. And I've preached on it several times. This verse. Use it for other things. But if we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. And this is the witness that God has witnessed concerning his Son.
Amen.
Folks, y'all believe eyewitness news, CNN and all these things and so forth. Sometimes you even read some things on Facebook. Some people think that, you know, everything that's posted on the internet is true. I don't know how gullible they can be, you know. But people read all these things and they just believe the witness of man. Folks, if you receive the witness of man, then you better know that the witness of God is greater. Because this is the witness that God has testified of his Son, that in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's the witness. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Look at verse 20 of that same chapter. And we know that the Son of God is come. Well, if you think that Jesus was not the Son of God, then you are mistaken as well. He was the Son of God, but he was also God in the flesh. Hallelujah. If you think that he's not come in the flesh. Well, we know that the Son of God is come. And he has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God, folks. And the very eternal life. You cannot get eternal life outside of Jesus. You cannot find another God outside of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is the true God and eternal life. He puts it right out there, folks. There's no other way to say it. Amen. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. And without all controversy.
Yeah.
Well, there is controversy, of course. But he's not settled. He said, look, 1 Timothy 3:16. Without all controversy. He said, great is the mystery of godliness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What is the mystery? Well, God in three persons and all these things, that's not a mystery. I don't know where that came from. This is the mystery right here. God was manifest in the flesh. The very Jehovah came in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels. He was preached unto us Gentiles. And he was believed on in the world as Jesus Christ. And he has been received up into glory, from whence we are also expecting him again. Hallelujah. For the coming of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's all wrapped up. Timothy chapter 2 will tell you that. And in verse 13 and so forth, he said, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts and so forth, we should live soberly, righteously, and presently. Holily in this present world, looking for the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior. He is the great God and He's our Savior. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Amen.
Oh yes, He's the great God and He's our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's Titus chapter 2 and verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus. He wrapped it up together. He's the great God and He's also our Savior. And His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Now this is a great mystery. Not to be understood by any. Except it is given to them from above. The knowledge of the Son of God. Who He is. This is one thing that is holding back some of the greatest revivals that you need to have in the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4 will tell you that. Turn quickly. Ephesians chapter 4 will tell you that you cannot have the completeness of this body, and you cannot have the full revelation of the revival and all of these things that we're waiting for until you understand this. And that's why we're bringing it here. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4, listen to what he said. I'm talking about the gifts and the ministries that God has in the church and how he does it. He said, verse 11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith, folks, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, because most people don't really know who He is. You don't have the full revelation. Unto a perfect man. When you have this complete knowledge, then He's bringing you into that perfection. When you come into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, you can't take anything away from the Lord, folks. Not just some knowledge of Christ as Savior. Not just some knowledge of Christ as healer, but the fullness, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. And look, don't think that Christ stole anything. Bible says he thought it not robbery. He was already equal with God. But he humbled himself. That's in Philippians chapter 2. He humbled himself. Let this mind, Philippians 2 and verse 5, also be in you, that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, thought it not robbery. He didn't make himself anything, but he humbled himself, you know. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him. Hallelujah! And has given him a name that is above every name. Not only name that is named here in this world. That's the name of Jesus above any other name that you can call. Praise God. Under heaven or anywhere else. And even all the families in heaven are named by the name of Jesus. Did you know that? That's in Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 14 and 15. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. He says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Hallelujah. You cannot get outside of him, folks. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And finally, you know, he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos. And this was the John that used to sit by him and do all of these things and so forth. You know, well, when he came in the Son of Man, well, that was different. But when he came glorified, my goodness, the Bible says that I fell at his feet as dead. That's what happened in John, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1. Amen. He said the revelation of Jesus Christ and so forth like that. You know, and when he saw, you know, look at what he said in verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega. Amen. Those are the Greek letters for A and Z, or first and last. You know, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Well, you say that's Jehovah talking? Well, absolutely. You know, so John, he fell at his feet as dead. So he turned around in verse 10, you know, to see the voice that was speaking, because it was like a great voice. You know, and when he turned around, he looked at the voice like a trumpet. Verse 11 said, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. Then he commissioned him to write those letters to those seven churches that were there. Then he went on and spoke to him in verse 17. He said, when John saw him in his fullness of his glory, he said in verse 16, his face was shining like the sun in his strength, and all of these things. And verse 17, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Oh my. That's when he came back in his fullness. You know. And then he said, wow. But he laid his right hand on him and said, fear not. I am the first and the last. He never said, I am the second, or I am the third. Oh no. I am the first. And I am the last. Well, you cannot be the first if you are the second. You know, but I am the first and I am the last. I am he that liveth. In case you say, well, that was Jehovah talking. Well, that's right. I am he that liveth and was dead. So he's telling you quite all right. Let you know that that was Jesus speaking. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And he put amen on it. That's right. That's his other name too. You know, he said, I am he that was dead and was alive, you know, dead and now I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. And I've gone to hell and I've whooped the devil from pillar to post. Hallelujah. That's right. He made an open show of principalities and powers. And we're going to do that in a few minutes here. Amen. He said, look, you know, and I said one time to folks, I said, you cannot, you know, you don't need a degree in mathematics, but one plus one, you know, plus one would be three, you know, but for God, it is equal to one. Amen. Praise God. And if you are the first and you are also the last, then that means you are the only one. Praise ye the Lord. You know, folks, if I ask every one of you to file out of this room, and I say, I'm going to take note of the first person that leaves and the last person that leaves. And at the end, I said, okay, here is the first person that left, and here is the last person that left. Now, if the first person that left the room was the same as the last person that left the room, what does that mean, folks? That means there was only one person in the room. Hallelujah, folks. You cannot do it any other way. There are a lot of you here today. You cannot be the first and then be the last at the same time unless there's only one person. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And Jesus settled that right there. I am Alpha and Omega. No more that little baby in the manger. Now he's glorified. He's exalted. He's the ruler of the people. His goings forth have been from of old. Hallelujah. And if you believe that this morning, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now rise to your feet here this morning. Rise to your feet and give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. If you understand, if you understand here this morning, that hear, O Israel, hear, O ye saints of the living God, the Lord your God is one Lord. Thus saith the Holy One of Israel, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. And besides me, there is no savior. You cannot, folks. And I got news for the devil. After this service, folks, you're going to know that you've been in church. Amen. And the devil is going to know that he's been run off. Amen. You cannot divide God up into three, folks. Chop him up in pieces. That's not going to work. I am God alone. And there is none else. There is no savior besides me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you say, well, what about all those people that don't understand it the other way or whatever? God loves those people too. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. God loves everybody, and in due time, see, he'll reveal it. Amen. Amen. Because what is it that thou hast not received? And if you have received it, why should then thou boast? For who maketh thee to differ from another? You know, you say, I have the revelation. I know all of this thing about the Godhead and so forth. What makes you better? You're not better than anybody else. God gave it to you, and he'll give it to them as well. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Other sheep I have that are not yet of this fold, them also I must bring. And there will be one fold, folks, and there will be one shepherd. John chapter 10 and verse 16. Folks, there's not going to be two folds. I'm going to say, well, you know, I belong to GMI. I belong to over here. I belong to all of that. Well, that's all the stuff that we created over here. That's okay. But there's one fold in Jesus Christ. One faith. One Lord. One baptism. And one Father of all. Hallelujah. And this same Christ he has appointed. He will gather together all things in Christ at the fullness of times. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, if you believe this revelation, this revelation is where all the power in the universe lies. All power in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28 and 18 is given unto me, Jesus said. Amen. Amen. All power in heaven and on earth. God has given him a name that is above every name. Whether the name is in heaven, whether the name is anywhere else, it makes no difference. God has given him a name. Hallelujah. And we're going to use his name here this morning. Praise ye the Lord. If you say, I receive the name of Jesus, my goodness, then there is no miracle that you want here this morning that you cannot get. First, I'm going to ask for those that need healing. You know, because we have proved beyond the shadow of doubt from the scriptures that Jesus is the healer. Amen. Amen. So if you need healing for anything at all, now, I want you to come quickly on this side of the auditorium. Hallelujah. And if you need revelation, or you need anointing in your life, I want you to come quickly to this side of the auditorium. Because Christ is also the anointed one. See, you cannot give what you don't have. Christ is the only one that can anoint you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, while you are here, let me read this revelation to you about who Christ is. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. Lift up your hands, those of you who are here. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto us by the fathers and the prophets and so forth, unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now listen to the description of who Jesus is in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Christ is the express image of the very Godhead. Hallelujah. And upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged us from our sins, he sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. You say, well, there are many other scriptures. Don't worry about it. You know, you cannot by searching find out God except he reveals himself to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No man knows who the Son is or the Father. Or the Father. No man knows who the Father is and the Son, and he to whom he will reveal him. That's right. He's the only one that can do that. Now, Lord Jesus, I want those of you that say, I come for healing here this morning. Now, I proclaimed the name of the Lord to you this morning, as he said in Psalm 22 and verse 22. He said, I will declare the name of our God among my brethren. And I have declared his name. Jesus said, I came in my Father's name. I have declared it here this morning. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, because we spoke the word in your name, now I command the healing virtue, as it says, Malachi 4 and verse 2, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Let the Son of Righteousness arise upon you with healing in his wings in the name of Jesus. Now, for anybody that needs healing, I want you to believe God. Lift up your hand, those of you who are here. Believe God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, you are the Savior, you are the healer. Heal and work a miracle, Lord, for everybody that's standing here. And even as it is written in the scriptures, he said, this healing that you see today is because of the name of Jesus. And he said, this soundness that this man has been given to this man because of the name of Jesus. And let all the house of Israel know assuredly that this same Christ, this Jesus, God has anointed him Lord and Christ. Now, for every one of you that are believing God this morning for your healing, look unto Jesus. Look unto the rock of Israel. He said, the God of Israel, the rock of Israel, he spoke to me. That's right. And he spoke to me too. And he said, declare my name among your brethren this morning. The rock of Israel, he spoke to me this morning that your healing is assured in Jesus' name. Amen. If you believe that, you can say amen for it. Amen. Now, you are healed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. The spirit of infirmity that has bothered you, I command it to depart from your body in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the Bible says that there is none other name that is given among men whereby we must be saved. And that his name is above every name. So whether it's sickness, whether it's leukemia, whether it's cancer, whatever it is that has a name, the name of Jesus is higher. Now let the name of Jesus be named upon you today. Hallelujah. For he is your healer. Now let me tell you, folks, some other things that God heals. Some people think that Jesus only heals sicknesses. He shall heal the brokenhearted. That means depression. That means any of the other things that are going on in your life that is not correct. They don't call him healer for nothing. I am the God that healeth thee. He will heal your broken heart. Praise God. Those of you who are brokenhearted in any way, God will heal you. Now, let the name of Jesus heal your broken hearts. Let the name of Jesus drive away the depression. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even so, amen. Now, I am the God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. God even said one time, he said, I have healed these bitter waters and I have made them sweet. So some of you have bitter waters in your life. There are some things that need to be healed in your life that are not going right. We have proved this morning that Jesus is the healer. Now let the bitter waters in your life be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the bitter waters be made sweet in your life. In Jesus' name. Now Christ is the anointed one. Do you want anointing? You want more power? You want more revelation in your life? Look to Jesus. Christ is even the baptizer. Hallelujah. He's the only one. John the Baptist said, "He that cometh after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and power." Don't you ever think anybody can baptize you other than Jesus? Ministers can lay hands on you. And we do that and so forth like that. But Jesus, sir, he is the baptizer. Hallelujah. 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 He will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and with power. Lift up your hands here this morning. You say, "I want more revelation. I want the revelation that is of who the Son of God truly is. I want this power in my life." Now, Lord Jesus, you said, "No man knows who the Father is but the Son. And no man knows who the Son is but the Father. And he to whom he will reveal him." Now, Lord Jesus, reveal this truth and this revelation in the hearts of your people here this morning. For I have declared unto them even thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Praise the Lord. I want the praise team to come on back up, please. Those of you that are here, don't go yet. There is a moving of the Spirit that is going to happen just now. I just prayed that prayer for you. But God is going to do something for you right now. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to sing that song again. Jesus' name, highly lifted up. And as they sing this song, folks, all you have to do to receive your miracle, whatever the reason why you are standing here in prayer, all you have to do is agree with the song that the name of Jesus is highly lifted up. That his name is above your problem. That his name is above your sickness or your disease or your depression or the bitter waters that have been in your life. All you have to do is believe as we sing this song together. The name of Jesus, highly lifted up. Go ahead, praise him. Lift up your hands, folks, and sing along.
Oh,
The name of Jesus. Highly lifted up. Now we're going to close this service today with this next song. This service will close with this song. And you can stay on this anointing as long as you want. And when you're done, you can leave. This next song will close the service. And it is Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Put your hands together, folks. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ is Almighty God. Hallelujah.
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 Don't be in a hurry to leave the presence of God.
Jesus Christ is Almighty God.